Continuing with our focus on letter number 31 of Nahj al-Balagha, the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam writes to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back to Siffin as a will, Imam tells his son, وَعَلَمْ يَا بُنَيَّ and know, O my child, أَنَّ أَحَبَّ مَا أَنْتَ آخِذٌ بِهِ إِلَيَّ مِنْ وَصِيَّتِي تَقْوَى اللَّهِ والاقتصار ولا ما فرضت الله عليك. What I love most for you to adopt from my will is to be God conscious, to have taqwa, and to carry out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked you to. And then he tells him, and to follow the path which your fathers and the pious, the righteous, have followed from your family. As you now think on what you want to do, they too thought on what they did. وَفَكَّرُوا كَمَا أَنْتَ مُفَكِّرُ Imam tells him. Their ways of life led them through this path. They understood to use what according to them was proper and leave what was not so. And then Imam says, if your nafs is not ready to accept anything without the right information, then you should try to understand better what is around you and not to get involved in the gulf of prediction nor in the abyss of doubts and skepticism. He says, therefore, my son, before getting involved in anything hazardous, you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and leave aside anything which drags you into a situation of doubt and dubiousness. Then when you become certain that your heart has been purified, he says, فَإِنْ أَيْقَنْتَ أَنْ قَدْ صَفَى قَلْبُكَ فَخَشْعَ وَتَمَّ رَعْبُكَ فَاجْتَمَعَ وَكَانَ حَمُّكَ فِي ذَلِكَ حَمًّا وَاحِدًا. And you find that your heart has become humble and your thoughts have come together and you are focused, فَانْظُرْ فِي مَا فَسَّرْتُ لَكَ. Then you will see what I have explained to you. And my son, if you don't get what you like to have, and if you are not at ease with yourself, there might be something wrong with your approach. And in such cases, you will be walking in the dark. Anybody who is doubtful is not interested in religion. Don't follow the ways that these people have gone through. It's better to avoid it. Now, if we look at this section of the letter, Imam Ali alayhi salam refers to some principles of education which include the approaches of acquiring knowledge, the implementation of the learning from the pious old generation, the avoidance of blind imitation and full comprehension of conditions of the time, and finally avoidance of getting involved in confused states of thoughts or dubious cases of thought. So we look in this section of how Imam gives us three approaches to knowledge. See, the first thing he talks about is inspiration. Remember, he says, the most beloved part of my will is for you to observe taqwa, divine piety, and be content with what you're supposed to do. Imam then talks about looking at the ways of his ancestors which were pious. And by his ancestors, Imam means Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, Abdul Muttalib. In the descendants of the household, he's talking about Hamza, Ja'far, all these. So he's saying, look at them. Look at their lives and learn from them. Then he tells his son logic and reasoning. He says, try and understand. Quran, if we look at Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِلْمٌ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُعَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. This is Ayah 36. Do not follow that of which you have no knowledge. The hearing and the sight and the heart, all of these shall be questioned about that. See, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling him that you've got to try and understand, otherwise your heart's not going to accept it. And the conditions to be able to apply logic and reasoning, Imam gives him some methodologies. He tells him, ask Allah for attention. Your intention should be the clarification of truth not to quarrel or defeat the opposite side. You should throw away the prejudice of defending one specific way. The intention must be only the clarification of the truth. And the Imam also tells him to drive away those factors which make you doubtful. And there are many things like too much interest in materialism, macromania, fame mongering, and so on. And finally, Imam tells him, have a pure heart. The heart must be pure from doubt and depression. Otherwise, Imam tells him, you'll be like an unfettered camel that walks in the dark, and you won't be then immune to falling. See, blind imitation as well does not work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. When it is said to them, follow what Allah has revealed, they say, no, we follow what we found our fathers upon. What? And though their fathers had no sense at all, nor did they follow the right way? And this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to do, to remove those shackles. Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 157. وَيَذَعُوا عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. The Prophet removes from them their burdens and the shackles which were upon them. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, كُلُّ مَعَثِرَةٍ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَةِ تَحَتَ قَدَمِي. I will trample all the superstitious ideas and remnants of pre-Islamic jahiliyyah or ignorance. So the essence is to try and understand fully what we are doing. Not just walking on and just doing it. That is how we will be able to solidify the yaqeen, the iman that we have in our hearts. Inshallah, we will continue with Imam's will to his son.